God bless you.
I hope I helped you a little tonight. Amen. God bless you. I kind of embarrassed myself a little because I really respect the pastor. Yes, sir, I do. I respect the pastor of a church. Amen.
Amen. You don't like how he runs it, you ain't going to answer for how he runs it. Mind your own business, let it alone. You ever hear that old song we used to sing in Oklahoma? You see two people fighting, it's a man and a woman, will say. You think it is an awful shame for them to carry on that way. Let it alone. Let it alone. It's none of your business. Let it alone. You know how weird how most spiritual churches? Mind your own business. Amen. Oh, I don't know. I may rock the apple cart tonight. I don't know the way I feel. But you know, I used to have a church where there's an old boy. He'd study right opposite what the teacher did every week. And when you had a Sunday school class, if you studied on the bottomless pit or where the heart of a man is or what the third part of the stars the dragon drew out of heaven with his tail was, he would talk on peanut butter. He could ask the most far-out questions of anybody I ever heard. Can God do anything, Brother Moore? Watch him. Be careful how you answer. You don't have to answer everybody. Whistle like Vince Wilson did.
Yeah.
Ask him some of that crazy stuff, Jeff. He'd go to whistling. Yeah, he said, if God could do anything, could he make a rock so big he couldn't move it? You'd be tied up on that all night if you ain't careful. Respect and honor the elders, the men that's over you. They come to pray for you. I had a vision the other day of a sick preacher's wife, a boy that I dug out of the... God help me, did. Over 40 years ago, I was Free Will Baptist. Smoking tobacco. Kept a preaching. He liked preaching. He said, come up one night. This ain't even a text. Just think, this is just thrown in. This is not even my message at all. Just extra. You get it for nothing. He said, pray for me. I want to get loose in tobacco. Well, you get loose in tobacco. I don't let the devil tell you you can't quit tobacco. You started, didn't you? He wasn't using it before you started. Wasn't smoking when he was born, was he? Don't get discouraged. You can quit it. I mean, you can stop it. God can help you quit it. You don't understand, Brother Moore. I understand it well enough. I tore one package in two and sold it away and swore it off and back on another in 30 minutes. I couldn't quit Bullderm, as stinking as that stuff is, bad as it, I couldn't even quit Bullderm. That's right. Half and half. I couldn't quit none of it. Prince Albert. You remember old tin can you used to have. People do. You know, they talk about Christians for sacrificing, doing things. I met a young man the other day carrying a cup to spit in. Before he went. I mean, going to school carrying a cup to spit in.
Yeah.
Making fun of us because we do like we do. That's bound to it, ain't it? I was bound to it. I couldn't quit it. I tried to quit it.
Yeah.
Till that night at 838 Southeast 29th Street in Oklahoma City. Prayed and prayed and three nights straight. Third night struck the fire. Quit it then. Cold turkey, I mean. Ever had? The only reason they threatened to expel me from school was fighting. I wasn't tough. I couldn't whoop nobody. But there's two kinds of Indian and Irish and the devil. And I couldn't stand bullies. I said, I can't stand the devil. He's a bully. You couldn't leave it if you tried. I wouldn't mess around those folks. You'll ruin your reputation. Would you be surprised for me to tell you that I've got friends as high as they can go in jobs in just almost every kind of industry that's major in America that's Holy Ghost-filled people that speaks with other tongues? I speak as a fool now. W.R.'s dead. He's the president of our bank. But when I went in, help me, Jesus, W.R. said, come in this office, L.D. I want to talk to you. Why? Trusted me. Had faith.
Amen.
Well, I'm gonna have to hurry. It's going to take me. Maybe the reason I told him, let me, I may be here at 10 o'clock. I'm supposed to be wore out. I've been running hard.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep hardly none last night. I'm tore up over y'all.
Come on.
Are you one of them? Good old preacher boy. No, he stole nothing. He lied on nobody. But we're working on a deal. I think the Lord's dealt with me about that, son. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I come to praise Him. I come to praise Him. I come to... You know why the colored folks get close to God as they do sometimes? They just keeping on praising Him. I mean, they just turn it on and keep it turned on a good while. They'll holler Jesus till you'll either run out over it or shout over it. Never was. Nobody put your foot on the ground like Him.
Amen.
I whistle. Do you ever whistle? I whistle once in a while. Can't keep from it and do it before I notice it. That's not fulfilled etiquette, is it? I want to act like I've got some sense because I have. I want to tell you one thing. We're headed to God's judgment and not man's. We'll soon be there. A little simple thought tonight. I was just debating around here about whether I ought to change it or not. But I'm going to stay with it a while. Very simple. All right, in the first chapter of the book of Samuel, we have Elkanah and Hannah. Hannah didn't have any children. And she wept because she had no child. And she cried because she had no child. And Elkanah said, I'm better to you. Hannah said, I'm better to you than 10 sons. She knew that. I didn't change it. Hannah rose up after they'd eaten in Shiloh and after they'd drunk. And Eli was sitting over the post of the temple. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed on the Lord. Have you ever got there? Sometimes that's where you have to get before you can get anywhere. Ooh-wee. I used to pray by an old man. He stopped me every time I prayed. I was young and he was old. He's like me now. And I was like you if you're 18 or 19 or 20. I'd kneel by that old man and say, oh, God, never let the burden for the lost leave me. Never let the desire to go to the house of God depart from me. If you went all to get the Holy Ghost, you better get out or get with it. He is too old to put up with foolishness. Get down beside you and say, you want the Holy Ghost? And I mean, you better want it. You're there till you get it if he got locked on it. I mean, he is a good one. He'd get you through. I mean, God would help him. She was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Vowed a vow while she was praying. Somebody, you know, I met a fellow down home said, he wouldn't ever vow no vow. I said, you ain't had no trouble.
That's right.
I'll never vow a vow so you ain't been into it yet.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to vow a vow so I won't have to pay no vow. You'll vow a vow after a while if you get into it enough. You do like old Toy done when the daughter sick for 4 days and running a high temperature. Somebody mentioned a high temperature over here. And couldn't eat a thing. Little old Ruthie was skinny as a rail anyhow and couldn't eat. And I went out to Deacon's house. And we prayed for Ruthie. Didn't get nowhere. But we prayed again. And I heard the deacon say, God. I said, he's deeper into it now. I said, he's getting old better than I'm getting old. That's daddy. That's his girl. Oh, God, he said, I'll testify at church when they ask me to next time. Oh, God, he said, I'll get in better than I've been getting in if you'll have mercy on me. He said, I'll turn it on down there. I'm aiming to get in it. I'm not paying attention to nobody else. You know, he prayed that prayer just a little bit, and why, Ruth is my friend. I wish Ruth is here to stand and say, that's so, Brother Moore. Yes, sir, she's out there at Paul Hurd's church out there by Payton, Oklahoma. Her husband's a song leader. Ruthie said, I'm hungry. Hadn't eaten nothing for about 4 days. Right while he was making that confession, she said, I'm hungry. They went to feeding her right then. She went to getting up right then. In the bitterness of her soul, she prayed unto the Lord and got a hold of God. And she got close and she vowed a vow. If you look on me and bless me with a baby boy, I'll loan him to you all the days of his life. What a loan! Well, I think there's some mothers wish they'd have said that. I think there's some daddies wish they'd have put the baby on the altar. I dedicated several of them, and I kind of bawled them out when I did. I said, you're going to take it home, you're going to keep it out of Sunday school on Sunday when you ought to bring it and you could have brought it. You're going to keep it out of Sunday school class when you could bring it and you didn't bring it. Are you going to have me dedicate it and then you hold it and won't let God have it? Don't have me dedicated. I don't want to pull one here to make it worse on you. We buried a 3-year-old down there, and Grandma stood at the casket and said, oh, God, why did you let it happen? I couldn't answer, but I want to say because you went to the lake Sunday morning and it fell off the fishing pier and drowned. If you'd have had it Sunday school, it'd be alive. Now, listen, children, this is the real world we live in, and we're real people, and there's people in the hospital sick and people that's hurting. Now, listen, we got to face up to it. We are going to be gone. Every last one of you that's in here will be past and gone and forgotten. If the Lord lets the world stand another 100 years, everybody will be wiped out. We are headed out here. Well, I've got 2 or 3 texts away on down here. I may never get to none of them. But she was praying, and the poor preacher got far from God. He didn't know. He wasn't spiritual. That's so he did. He got far from God. But anyhow, she's praying. She got so deep in the spirit, her mouth's moving, but she wasn't saying nothing. It don't mean you ain't saying nothing because ain't nothing coming out your mouth.
Right.
Amen? Yeah. Amen?
Right.
You have prayed some of the best prayers you ever prayed laying there in the middle of the night, wasn't you? Dark as pitch. Your old mind is just running like a trip hammer. Just praying and praying and praying. Well, she's praying. And he thought she was drunk. He got mixed up and thought she was drunk. And he said, how long will you be drunken? She said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I'm not drunk anything. I'm not drinking no wine. And he said, Eli saw it. And he said, go in peace. The God of Israel grants thy petition. And you know, just a while after that, they went back home. Came to pass, in the process of time, she bare a son. And she called him Samuel. Great God, when I get to heaven, going to shake glad hand with the elders and tell Samuel good morning. What a man, great God. History never records a man any greater than Samuel. 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 Thank God. Every year, Elkanah went up with the rest of the family to worship. And she said, I will not go. She bounced that baby on her knee. She sung to that baby like you did yours. And she hummed to that baby like you have yours. Said, it's weaned, I'll take him. I'll do what I told God I'd do. You know why some folks ain't going to get it tonight? They ain't going to get it if they don't do what the Lord said to do. Amen. 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 Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? The question has been asked. Answer's up to you. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? It's not easy sometimes. It's not easy. I've been away from home on birthdays and holidays while the snow blowed, and I prayed in that little church away back behind the mountain 1,500 miles from home. But God said, you do what I told you to do, or I won't help you. Yes, sir. You got to do what the Lord said to do. Amen. When he's weaned, I will bring him. And she meant it. That boy was weaned. Mother brought that son back to Eli and said, as the Lord liveth and thy soul liveth, my Lord, I'm the woman who stood by thee praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and I promised the Lord I'd loan him to him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. And the next chapter 2, in the first several verses of that, she gets out into it as good as Moses did when he wrote his song. Amen. You preachers know that chapter, don't you? Well, I can't get all that. He maketh the poor rich. He bringeth the low, lifts them up. Come on out there. Yeah, when church is lower than a whale's belly. And went home just like you didn't hurt or something. I'll just say. I went to church busted. Nobody knowed it. That's an embarrassing situation to be in. I stopped that. I buried a nickel in the eastern hills of Oklahoma, of course, so I could always say I wasn't broke. It kind of took the embarrassment out of telling folks it's broke, you know. I don't have to tell anybody. I ain't broke. I've got money buried in the hills of Oklahoma. Keep me being broke. You're bad to me. But I've actually went to church in that shape, and nobody handed me nothing. And my prayer still didn't seem to be answered. But he lifts the low up. It ain't money. It lifts you up. The Lord. I went out of church as light as a feather and free as a bird. I said, I wonder what they're doing in heaven today. Sin and sorrow all passed away. Peace flows like a river in a valley, they say. I wonder what they're doing there now. I went home saying that. I ain't got time to go through Hannah's message. See, this all just heads from a message, boys. A long way to where I'm getting to this message I'm headed for. So we see, I've got to go through all this to get there. But all that second chapter, there's none holy as the Lord. There's none beside thee. Neither is any rock like our God. He's my rock, my sword, and my shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's the governor of the nation. Bless his name. You can have a revival on a flat rock without a choir if you get a hold of God. He's my rock. Hannah said he's my rock. I ain't got time to preach her song. But talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Hush your mouth. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge. And by him actions are weighed. He's the only one count weighs actions. Only one around that weighs actions. You see how he acted? Yes, sir. I saw how he acted. So, them actions weigh heavy. I'll let that old preacher know I don't like him. I'll just pass by, I won't even speak to him, shake hand with him, or nothing. God, wait that action on. Lord, seen you walk by. That's pretty heavy action there. That's her. That gets you down, you know what? Down where I was, that woman treated one snotty. I didn't know you could do that, but she said, "You treated me snotty, and I will treat her snotty, too." I said, "You're just going to have a snotty mess is what you fixed there." Lord, where is them action? Huh? I ain't got time. Hannah's got so many texts I never seen in life. Never preached on weighing actions in my life, but I've seen folks say actions weigh mighty heavy. Actions weigh heavy on you, make your countenance sad. Cannot affect your hands on account of the way you acted. The bowls of the mighty men are broken. God will break down that opposition. Break the armor. Break the shotguns. Break the 30-30s. Break the bowls. Hallelujah. I'm going to get him. What are you going to get him with? Huh? And police come out there in California at Brother Bench's meeting. He was in a meeting there. He was having a great revival. How God fell and fell on the floor. Don't tell me they don't do it. They fall on the floor just like that girl did in East Oklahoma when they had that pile of rocks piled up out there next to the fence. Have an outside meeting way down there nearly out of the lights. Was a pile of just old jagged, broken up sidewalk rocks and things like that. Just piled up, crowned up like that. That little teenage girl got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and danced off in the dark. Out of the lights, outside meeting. I watched her. She head for that pile of rocks. I was watching her, L.L. I can tell some things that's hard to believe, but if I didn't know this, so it'd get me down. My actions would get me down. My words would break me. Oh, that's right. I watched her. Stay right down there by the barbed wire fence, huh? And danced right up them rocks of the hands of all the places to dance. Danced up that tall rocks right up on top of them down the other side. There's some folks there that's kind of churchy. You get churchy, you get coldy. You get frozen after a while. Pretty near pickled. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'd put the eyeballs in there. That old Baptist boy come out where we had a baptism over there, Norman water baptism, and we got out in there to worshiping God, and God got to breaking the bowls of the opposition, got to tearing them up. The devil couldn't do nothing with us. We baptized one little girl. I baptized her, and she went shouting, headed for the deep water. I just let her go. We wasn't on no rescue operation. The power of God was in it, and I knowed it. That old Baptist boy on the bank said, "Get her! Get her! My God, she's headed for the deep water! She'll drown! I know this lake! She's gonna drown!" I know what he's into. I said, "God's fixed to show you something, boy." I didn't tell him. And my mind, I said, "God's fixed to show you something." Round and around she went out for the deep water. Ain't it strange how the power of God falls, get some old mother between two things like this and just shout to you, "Oh, she's gonna break something, she's gonna fall, she's gonna hurt herself." Oh, she won't hurt herself. Leave her alone. Hannah been through an experience and God had answered and it built her faith. White girl just shouted, "Oh," that old boy backed up a little bit and watched that, and she just shouted out the deep water, got away up here, shouted back, shouted, "She knew where she's going." Had her eyes shut. Finally got back in shallow water. Spirit seemed to know the bottom of the lake. I hope I don't offend nobody tonight. I imagine there's a preacher here, maybe I need to take it early so I can preach to him a long time. You reckon he is? Say amen, Jeff. Glory to God, son. You ain't no preacher. You don't have to be excited. I like that boy. I ain't going to borrow no money either, son. Ain't even going to try to get signed on note for me. Lord works. His power works. Amen. That old man's there to tell you one thing. There's something to this. That's what it's for. He said there's something to this. He said that's God. He had drowned him. That's what it was for him. I had a little Baptist sister come to my church. She got too close to the fire. Got up the front. Got to praying. Throwed her hands up and the Lord told her in reverse. Throwed her transmission in reverse. She went to dancing backwards. Never danced in her life. Danced backwards. Come to the corner and turn the corner. You think I'm going to back off? Why, don't worry about it. She turned the corner. Went back. Her husband never had seen nothing like it. Oh, Red! Oh, Red! I wish I'd had a camera on him. What in the world was wise to do? Well, she wasn't doing nothing dancing. Wouldn't have thought nothing about it. She's down at the honky tonk swinging around some other man making a fool out of herself. But she's at the house of God and she's a dancing backward. And she gets to her. She's going to run into something. God had eyeballs in the back of her head. Looked like she just turned the corner and danced down around the other way. I loved it. I can't even get my text. The Lord kill us and make us alive. He bring us down to the grave and bring us up. I am acquainted with people that was dying and they said they'll have to die. And they got well and got up and walked in town. And folks said they can't be them. I mean, I'm acquainted with them. I got a girl in my church. She, a young girl, had a bad car wreck, bad acid pulled on her leg, down her leg. And for a long while, as that car had her pinned, and her leg was so bad injured, they say, you'll never walk on it again. She dances on it. She jumps on it. She shouts on it. And if you could, if you can't see the scar, that's why you don't know what it looks like. But I'm telling you what, her husband and folks that know all about it tell you she isn't supposed to walk. He kill us and make us alive. He bring it down to the grave and bring us up. I got what you can't get well of, but it did. Amen? I got what there ain't no help for, but you got healed. Once prayed for an old boy in the hospital. He said, I can't be operated on because my heart's too bad, and if I don't have surgery, I'll die. I said, you into the corner. I said, you back in the corner. You're going to have his. Listen, I said, there's just one answer for you, but there is. What in the world is it? G-O-D. He's God in the middle of the ocean. He's God in the deep blue sea. He's God all over this world. He's God for you and me. I know God is God. You ever sing it? Always will be God. Hope I can get to my text. He raised us up to pour out of the dust. Lifted up the beggar from the dunghill. Ain't you here? Ain't you the boy used to beg? Yeah, but I don't no more.
Don't beg no more.
That's begging. I swear, you guys, I used to be there. But I moved off the dunghill. Why don't you move off the dunghill? Get you hung up on top of an old dunghill. Great God, it ain't good for nothing. I can't even stand bugs or beasts that live on dunghills. God wants to live on a dunghill. To raise him up off out of the dust. Lift the beggar from the dunghill. Set him among princes. Who's that old good-looking boy sitting up there with that white face? Looks like he's had a good clean bath and got some good clothes on. Who is he? That's that old boy sitting down here on the dunghill. You mean in the choir? Don't we have them? We got them everywhere. Some of the worst folks that ever lived, ever breathed our, is leading our song.
Yes. Glory to God.
Smell like you've been pickled, stayed drunk so long. Yes. Biggest reproach in the whole country. God saved them, sanctified them, cleaned them up. I went to a town a while back and the preacher of the past church riding along with me. Said, look at that, Brother Moore. See that woman driving that car going right there. See that fellow sitting beside her? Honest thing in this town. He said that thing wasn't fit to shoot. He wasn't fit to kill. Honest outfit in this whole country. Well, you know what thing got saved, he said. That's what he's telling. That thing got saved. No, he just struts around town. His wife does the driving. He just sits there and goes to church, shouts out the biggest time. Go, hello, Jim. Hello, George. Hey, Jack. She just happy as he is. She doesn't drive. He's just sitting there looking out the window. God lift him up in the dunghill. Amen. Well, the things that I used to do, I don't do anymore. Things that I used to do, I don't do no more. Things that I used to do, I don't do anymore. I'm a Christian since I've been born. I had an old boy in the post office. I said, what are you doing? Bootlegging? That's before we become a wet state down. Yeah, I said, Ellie, that's what I'm doing, bootlegging. He said, what are you doing? Oh, he wished he hadn't told me that. I said, I'm a preaching the gospel. You what? You don't mean you're preaching the gospel? Oh, did he ever wish he didn't tell me he's a bootlegger? Well, I know that's what he's doing, lifting me up out of the dunghill. Brought me up out of it. Don't forget who put you where you at. Don't get arrogant. Don't get to be a smart aleck. Don't get where you think you're something. Just always know he brought you out of the mire clay and to set your feet on the rock to stay. You can tell the world about this. Tell them how the nations have been blessed. Tell them that Jesus has come. Tell them that the victory has been won. And he brought joy, peace, and happiness to my soul. Brought me out of the miry clay. Set my feet on the rock to stay. You can tell the world about this. Tell them how the nations have been blessed. Tell them that Jesus has come. Tell them that the victory has been won. And he brought joy, peace, and happiness to my soul. Woo! Brought me out of it. Ain't had a good fight. Since I've been saved, had a chance or two. Had a chance or two. That old man got me by the collar and shook me and jerked me and said, don't you ever speak to me again. Don't you ever pray for me no more. I don't ever have nothing else in the world to do with you. I could have knocked his teeth out before he could bat at his eye. Joe Lewis ain't here and he didn't see my left, but I had a fast one before I got saved. I just kept them blinded till I got a chance to hit them. I'm not bragging that junk. I never touched that man. Power of God is on me. I said, when you get out of that spirit, I'll talk to you. And I did. I did. Well, you can tell the world about this. Tell them how the nations have been blessed. Tell them that Jesus has come. Tell them that the victory has been won. And he brought joy, peace, and happiness to my soul. Brought me out of the miry clay. Set my feet. Hannah, you're doing better preaching. I'm just going to preach her preaching for a while here. The apostle says, the Lord shall be broken in pieces. Ooh, you're fixing to go to the rock pile. Fixing to get broke all to pieces. Adversaries of the Lord, don't get scared. Trust God. Amen? On your job, being careful, saint, you get scared of the superintendent. I'm not asking you not to respect his position, do I told you, but don't get afraid. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. That old boy down home, that happened down there. Foreman said, hate to lay you off, but you're laid off. Next morning, he's right back on a job. Road work. I thought I told you we was through with you. Said, if I'd listened to that, I wouldn't have had no work. I'd have been out of work a long time ago if I'd listened to that. Last man on the job when they closed it down. Yeah. Tell you what, our folks going to wind up broke all to pieces if you don't shut your mouth. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. He rattles the windows at home and shakes the ground with his thunder, and you can't photograph it. You can't say it ain't real. Can't get no picture of it. Shake the window pane. Shake your house. Shakes the ground. Scares you nearly. Wish had earplugs. I'm talking about Oklahoma thunder. You ain't heard nothing like Oklahoma thunder. It'll thunder over your head and thunder as long as you can hear it thundering and clap again over your head. You're never out of thunder. Sometime at certain time of year when it comes in tornadoes, it'll thunder here and roar and roar and roar. Far as you can hear it, it'll die down and you think it's nearly over and then whoo, here it comes again. Just roll and roll his thunder. I don't know how he makes thunder, do you? I can't figure. Don't you believe in God? Man, well, if you don't, you're nearly crazy, aren't you? Ice and far. Ice and far in the same cloud. Cloud go over your head and an airplane fly through it and raining all in the middle of it and ain't even hitting the ground. Yeah. Big old airplane fly through it and look like a little big hole in it all pour out. Yeah. Ain't even raining on the ground. Right? Now it's a mystery, but it's got to be God. Yeah. Not till they bucked the rider off. Boy, we had a time. We had a time. Me and my little grandson just has a wonderful, wonderful time. Yeah, he's just four. He's like that little girl who wouldn't go back to Sunday school. And they said, why? I said, Moses died. I don't want to go back. Got to drawing a picture. Asked, why are you drawing a picture? I said, God. Said, honey, nobody knows what God looks like. Said, they will when I get this picture drawn. Don't you just love children? Hannah loved that boy. Samuel, good Lord. She loved that boy. One morning she got up, got everything ready, the little snack steed on the road, clothes from the wire. Mama, where are we going? He must always been a good boy. You can't find nothing bad about Samuel. Y'all ever find anything bad about Samuel? Not bad about Samuel. She took him up there, and the child Samuel in the third chapter ministered to the Lord before Eli, where the Lord was precious in those days, and there was an open vision. I wish it was precious now as it was then, but... Well, maybe it meant the scarcity of it, but I like the word precious. Came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim. He could not see an air. The lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down asleep. And Leviticus and Exodus, both in 27th chapter, Exodus 20, 21st verse, Leviticus 6 and 13 said, the fire shall never be burning upon the altar. It shall not go out. That lamp in that temple is supposed to burn on and on. Eternal flame. I think it's burning in heaven now. That's Brother Moore now. I think that's where God transplanted the tree of life right over there in heaven, see. But it always keep on there. Keep that light burning. You know, that typifies many things to me. I think of the church in the New Testament. You're the light of the world. I think of those 10 virgins, wasn't it? And 5 of them wise, 5 foolish. That's about the way it is now. It seems like more foolish than he is wise. And I'm not wise. But I mean, I'm not bragging I'm wise. But it seems like there's more foolishness in the world than he is sincerity. Seems like there's more people that's not on the level than he is on the level. I mean, you know, it's just... But they didn't have oil, and their lights went out. Well, it shall ever be burning on the altar. If all your job would be to keep the lamp burning, that'd be a good job. You could die saying, I've done what the Lord said to do, keep the light burning. It's not how much you say sometimes, but it's whether or not that light is shining. You're the light of the world, whether or not that light shines. It went out. And it wasn't nothing going on. God didn't like it. And the Lord calls them, and that's what I'm going to preach on a little while now. I guess that's the reason I started. See, because it's early, and I could preach a good while, and then it'd still be early, and you'd go home saying, well, that wasn't so bad. We didn't just have to sit there for hours. Maybe that's the reason I done what I did. I don't know. But listen. Samuel's laying there, and the Lord called. Samuel, he knows your name. He's called mine a few times, not many. He's called mine a few times. I was sitting at the little bar in Bill Watson's kitchen in Citronelle, Alabama, eating a little snack after church. I said, Bill, somebody's calling my name. I don't know who it is or where they're at, but I hear somebody calling my name. In 15 minutes, the phone rang from Oklahoma, and my girl, I never recognized her voice. You'd think I would, I did. But in 15 minutes, she called, and that's the voice I'd heard. I said, somebody needs me. Somebody's calling me. There's an emergency somewhere, but I can't tell who it is. I couldn't make out who it was. She said, Daddy, there's two outlaws broke out over here out of the pen. One of them's down here in the barn, the other's right up the road there. Said, me and Mama scared, said, Mama's got a trap fixed on the back porch. She's got a big hunk of firewood tied up some way. If he breaks in that door, it'll fall and hit him in the head, and I don't know what all in the world. I said, get out of there. Call them saints and go home with them. You're fixing to get yourself. You're going to decapitate yourself. You're going to get out there, and that trap's going to get you instead of that burglar. But you know, the Lord calls. And he does speak. He cannot be heard as easy as he used to be heard because there's so many things in between us and him. Been too busy all day to hear the Lord say anything. Been too busy listening to others. But sometime on a cold, dark night, boy, girl, he'll speak to you. And you'll know it's him. It's him. It's him. Here am I, Samuel said. He heard it. And he was such a good boy. He ran unto Eli in the night. He didn't have electric lights on, and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down again. Did you all read this? And the Lord called.
The Lord called.
I have that old song. It's that old boy sang it, died of an overdose of dope, and got it in Oklahoma City, too. That's where Hank Williams got his overdose. Calling you, calling you. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Must have known something about God's call.
Right.
He's called. Somebody said, is somebody calling for you? There is. And I'll tell you what I think you can do. I think you can get away from all this world, a deep wood somewhere, or in the church, or at your home, somewhere, and wait a while. I think you can hear it. Calling you. And he lay down, and the Lord called yet again, Samuel. Samuel, Charlene stepped through the house the other night, and she said, Dad, I heard David call my name as plain as I'd ever heard it. He was miles and miles from there working at a place, 1,500, 1,800 miles. She said, I thought he'd slipped in on the plane, was hid in the closet, and was pulling tricks on me like he does. They wasn't there. She said, just as plain as I ever heard anything, I heard him call my name. Calling you. You're not here like an animal. No, sir. You're God's creation. He's calling Samuel here. Three times Samuel runs back to Eli, and the third time Eli perceived that the Lord was calling. He said, son, next time you hear that, you say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Sometimes we just need a little instruction from someone to help us understand what we need to know. Why'd God do it like that? Man, don't ask me that. Huh? I don't understand why God does everything he does. If you question everything the Lord does, you're going to get in a jam. The Lord just worked it like he wanted it. And had Samuel, Eli tell Samuel, and next time the Lord spoke, Samuel said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And you know what God told that little boy was out of the ordinary. But he tells who he wants to tell. And he tells who will tell it like it is. Did you know that's why good men have been whipped and imprisoned and crucified upside down and boiled in oil and killed in every way imaginable? Because he told it like the Lord said tell it. That little boy going to tell Eli what the Lord said. He's going to tell it like it is. He's a vibrator. But he told Eli. God don't like it. He told Eli what the Lord said about him and his boys. Your boys, he's laying up with the women out there at the gate, out there at the temple. And your sons, they're vile. And you've not restrained them. And oh, if God didn't get after Eli and said, you boys are both dying one day. It wasn't just a little while after that till Hope and I and Phinehas died in one day. And when they brought the news to Eli, he said, I know it. And he was a man of God. When Samuel told him, he said, it is from the Lord. I want to preach just a little while. I'd like to have a good all service tonight. We had a good one to start with last night. But the number one reason I'm here is to edify you and to help you. I didn't come to get even with nobody, to agree or disagree with anyone. And I just don't like church ruckuses. And we're not having one. But we're trying to get the Almighty God that we must appear before after a while to help us. And we've read to you about a woman that was willing to let God have His way in her life. I don't know if there's a lady here tonight that's a little rebellious or not, and you've not been willing to let the Lord have His way. But think about this woman we read to you about, how after she was willing and let God have that boy, how God blessed her. Every year after that, when they went up to service, she got ready. If she felt so bad she couldn't hardly get out of the house, she went to see Samuel. That little boy run to meet mother. She had him a new bunch of clothes, you know. Bought him the best stuff she could bake for him to eat. Talk with him after a while. You know what? It has been better for some folks. If they'd had to stand with the tears dripping off the face, wave bye-bye to that old girl that married that old godly boy, taking her back where they live and going to church with her. Huh? Wave bye-bye to that old boy that married that Christian girl down there a few hundred miles in that church where they're working for God, rather to have been selfish and break that up. Try to get the girl back to house or the boy back home. I've seen that happen. Every year she didn't beg him away. It's her boy. You've been here long enough, son. You've been faithful to any of them. Come back home and live with us. No, she left him. She left him. They waved as far as they could see each other. Makes me think the old-time folks at Evening Shade, Arkansas, where some of my people come from, turn of the century, and they rode in covered wagons in Oklahoma. They went back. Grandpa King, my Grandpa King and Granny, took them 30 days. 30 days. Oh, man, I mean, it's a horse and wagon. When they seen him coming up the road, they told me down there in the mountains, they stood and looked and said, who is that coming in that wagon? Whoo! It got pretty close. Her name was Becky, Rebecca. Same as my girl. They danced and shouted in the road. It's Becky! Lord, they visited for 3 weeks, never had a cross word. Hallelujah. Made peanut candy, homemade peanut candy. Homemade ice cream, roasted them peanuts. Talked as long as it could and heated the feet by the oil fire. One day the day come when they left down the road. They would never see Becky no more, never got back. They knew she probably wouldn't. Too many hills, too many miles, old wagon and horses. Why don't you be good? Let God have His way in your life. May be close to you what you got to give to God, but you're better for it. Something else happens. Put it on the altar. It ain't always been easy to drive away. No, it's not always been easy to turn loose of what God wanted. I'll tell you what, you'll fare better if you'll do it. How about it tonight? We got anybody here? You just want to move up a little closer? Don't hit the altar too quick. I think maybe I just have a feeling you want to come to altar. You want to get back up a little closer, boy? Why don't you get with that old song, move up a little closer. Don't dwell in the shadows. Move up a little closer to the kingdom of the Lord. Move up a little closer. Don't dwell in the shadows. Make a move, boy. Make a move. Get up a little closer. Somebody said, you can have it if you want it. You can have it if you want it. You can. You got to move up a little closer. God's calling. That's my message. He's calling tonight. Just like He did in the days of Samuel. In the dark night, in the bright daylight. He's calling. The Bible said in Psalm 50 and 1, the mighty God, even the Lord, hath called. And He called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down hour of every morning. If you listen good, God's calling. Every night when the sun goes down, if you listen good, God's calling. What's He saying? Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm the problem solver. I'm a heart regulator. I'm a nerve healer. Come to me with it. Some folks, you take it to them and say, I got all it and carry. I've had folks call me and say, I hate to load you, Brother Moore. I said, talk to me. They say, I hate to put the load on you. Listen, I said, you don't understand. This is the work I'm called into. Put it on. Well, I said, you tore the rocking chair up and beat me with the rounds out of it this time.
Great God, I said, have mercy. Beat you with the rounds out of the rocking chair. I've talked to some men, so one day they had to straighten my teeth out for me. Say, you ain't got the backbone of a red one. You wouldn't treat your wife like a dog if you had the backbone of a red one. Amen. You want the preacher man to hug your neck and tell you how what a saint you are. He ain't come here to do that. I said, you're missing God. You ain't doing what the Lord calling you to holiness. He's calling you out of sin. He's calling to his altar. He's calling you because he wants to help you. Come unto me, all ye that labor. I can carry everything you got and are heavy laden. Put it on. I'm going to give my life for you. I'm going to fix it for you. I can do it for you. I tell you what, he's healed something, but he ain't healed them all. He's healed every known sickness and unknown sickness among the human family. Healed all manner of sickness and disease among the people. I had friends had a 7-year itch. You ever had that? Toenails come off with that. I ain't talking about a scratching the middle of your back. I'm talking about 7-year itch. Ball and poke root and put things on you that burn like fire. Suffering grease. You've had it. Now, I'm serious. You can come out with that. You've had it. I heard you say suffering grease. That stuff bad. Well, you know what? I had a preacher friend come through the country. All-time preacher man. Come through in an old white car. Great God, have mercy. Drive up out in front of the house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's the way they come in.
Yeah.
Make cold chill run up and down your back. Lord said to him, you go down to that house close to Paul's Valley. You go down there and stay in a house and hold a meeting. Had 7-year itch. It does catch. God told him. He went right down there and moved in. I know you're going to believe me. He wasn't there 3 days. He had prayed the prayer of faith for that, and that dad and mama sitting up tonight, and all of them had that, and them children balling, scrawling, their fingers are bleeding, and them were rocking them. God healed them, every one. I knowed him. I knowed that man. Drive up to my house, an old wore-out truck, pull an old homemade house trailer, pull her up. Hallelujah! Glory be to God, he said. I said, well, what kind of a something is that out there? Come out, he said, just want to know if the Lord is here. Said, God sent me a holy revival. Now, that's different. You know, we had not had anything, any pictures made or anything. I'm for it. I'm not a bit for it. You boys got better sense than we had and announce it on the radio and make you some flyers and stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with it. He just come in.
That's right.
Said the Lord sent me. He didn't ask me whether we had a revival schedule or not, or whether anybody was supposed to come. He said, the Lord sent me a holy revival. Well, you know it was, because we wasn't needing it. Hello. Am I? LL, you know, my preaching not so hot. I know it. It's worth more. I mean, it's not worth what I've got. He had a doodlebug mandolin, you know, round back mandolin. Doodlebug, I call it, like the back of a doodlebug. Get that out, east side church house, an old ten bottom chair, lean up against church in the daytime. Been 20 prayer meetings. Sit there and play that old man. Deep into my roots and I was sinking with no one to guide my way. All my life was one my shadow till heard my Savior say, "Hey!" And say, fall over on his knees in that green grass and just pray about 30 minutes. Strange kind of fellow. Brother Moore said, I'm talking about calling you. If somebody calling you, get the job done for you. If somebody calling, he's able to take that load. I mean, if somebody calling, it won't send you back, say, it'll help you a little, but don't know anything about the rest of it. I'm talking about somebody knows. Take that thing off of you. Send you back home walking tall. Go back home saying things you used to do, don't have to do no more. After he preached about a week, he said, I was a mechanic. Did you know that? Yeah. Well, he said, Brother Moore, I need to ring more truck. I said, well, if we can ring it, we'll ring it. So I pulled the head off of it, and you could put a buffalo nickel down beside the piston. You could stick a buffalo nickel just about down beside the piston. Never seen such a wore-out block in all my life. Not to mention the taper that hole had. I know you couldn't have put a ring in there, no way in the world. You'd have had to bore it, and you just need a new short block. Wore out. Now I said, my brother, the block is wore out. I said, there's no use ringing it, throwing your money away. Not a bit. Not build compression. It'll never hold. The ring will never go in high enough on that tapered hole to keep that all off that spark plug. I'll go into church and pray about it, see. To me, it's like praying about a flat tire. Only thing to do, jack the car up, pray for strength to get the wheel off. If you don't think you can, get the wheel off there and go get it fixed. And I just disgusted with him. You know, it just made it silly. I thought, you know, I just... What in a church? God is calling.
He'll help you. You get to him. If you get to him, you may have to climb over a mountain or two and come a long way, but you get to him, he'll help you. You got to answer the call, what you got to do. He said, I never heard such shouting in there. We're praying over ringing an engine. I'm telling you all how it happened. It's a pup, Oklahoma, LL. He come out and said, God said, ring it.
Ring it.
I said, if God said ring it, I'll ring it. And I know it better. Big old ring groove up there. You hang your finger on it. Can't hardly get it loose and put a buffalo nickel. Now, if you don't think about a buffalo nickel, it's an eighth of an inch thick. I mean, it's wore out. I bought rings and put in that thing and put it back together. Oh, I could start. I know it could start. But it's pulling a big old homemade house cutter with track wheels on it.
Yeah.
Hell, that meeting took off. 2 years later, I met him. Well, I said, how's everything going? Fine, Brother Moore. I'll pull that trailer all over Arkansas. I've held meetings everywhere. That old truck's run like a dream. I said, thank God. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. A mighty God, the eternal God, the Jehovah God, the wave maker, the wind blower, problem solver, sea walker, blind man healer, the comforter, great God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the bride in the morning star, the rose of Sharon, he's here calling, I'll take your load. I'm going to take your problem. Come unto me, all everybody, millions of you, come to me. Work this thing out for you. I'm going to take care of it for you. 37, they had a big feast of going. Jesus went for one purpose. That's to help people. That's the bottom line of every good preacher. He may preach or you can hear yourself swallow. He may point his finger. Do you think he's got it in for you? But all he's trying to do is help you. Help you. Jesus, John 7:37, the last day. Great day of the feast. Will you all stand, please? Everybody, thank you. Everybody stand. Last day, the great day of the feast. Jesus stood and cried, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. I'll give him that living water, the next verse proves to us. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He knew there's a bunch of thirsty people there. Something they'd been drinking wasn't satisfying. They wasn't taking care of it. He offered them a good drink. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God, King David said. As that little deer hunts them little puddles of water in them mountains when they ain't no water hardly at all, and runs for miles, finally finds him a little track to drink out of. As that heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. I well remember that old man down East Oklahoma, brother in there, 80 years old, around 80, pretty close to 80, bad sick. This old man outside, he's about 75, his brother, and there's both old men. He stomped and hauled the ground like a horse. He slapped the top of that fence post, that gate post, with his hand. Healing God, he said. Healing God, he said. He stomped the ground and slapped the top of the post. Healing God, he said. His brother, healing. He wasn't paying attention to age. He's age himself. You don't talk about age. You get so old, you know. He just hit that. And after a while, the Spirit touched him down. He went to the front door, into the bedroom. Be healed in the name of Jesus, he said. God, power healed it. Brother jumps out of bed. Healed power of God, 85. Bring it over tonight.
Well, yeah.
Who you been talking to about it? Didn't help you? I don't doubt it. You can talk to folks till all they do is make it worse. I think about might leave her. That's what I'd do if I was your leaver. Huh? That's what some folks tell you. You need help. You got children. You got a family. You got trouble. You need somebody to help you. He's calling to you to come to him. You ain't careful. Go to everybody else and give you every piece of advice in the world. Go down and spend half what you got. Some old crooked lawyer, you get it all. And you wind up sadder than you ever been. And your family broke up. You followed somebody's advice. Listen. Come unto me, he said, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'm preaching on calling you tonight. Calling you. Are you here? And the Lord's been dealing with you. In the nights, it felt like the Lord's talking to you. He was. Daytime, felt like the Lord's talking to you. He was. Andy, the Lord done told you what to do, son. You do what he told you several days ago. You think about what I'm telling you now. You don't need any wounds and scars. The ministry's too great. Keep the peace. You far better do it. You got the message, didn't you? I love you. I'm your friend. I'm your preacher friend. Come unto me. He's a problem solver. He's a load toter. You know, I haven't noticed me and you would shout good together. You know, you're just the right size to shout. I've never seen one I'd rather shout with than you. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you came to him? Lord, I broke every New Year's resolution ever made. And didn't have the backbone of a red worm. Somebody said I had, what they call grit. I didn't have none of it. Somebody said I had willpower, and I don't power no kind. I couldn't overcome nothing. I couldn't overcome nothing until I finally came to him. Would you like to come to him tonight? I'm going to do what I felt like doing when I come to church. I'll just be here another night or two, and then I'll be going along a while. But let me have your guitar, LL. I'm going to sing this for all to call, and I'm going to ask everybody, feel like the Lord's calling you to come on. Feel like the Lord's calling you to come on. If you got some burdens tonight, you bring them down here. I mean, he can take care of it. He can change this thing before morning. Have a phone ring at your house before morning and get that deal straightened out. He knows how, and he's calling you. I went through a whole lot of things trying to preach on his calling you tonight, but that's what I felt like doing, and that's what I've done. And if I missed it, I'm sorry, but that's the way I've done it. How about it tonight? You loaded down? It just hurts me to have meetings and go home. It hurts me. And I look on some countenance or someone that walks by me. I say, uh-oh, they didn't get no help. They're still worried about that. They still tore all the pieces about that. They still want to listen. God can help you. Oh, we're not joking. God can help you. He's calling for you tonight. Bring every bit of it. Give it all to him. Pour out your heart. Leave it at the altar. God, it's yours now. Can you sing it anyway? Fix it. It's all right with me. That's what you got to do. While I sing this, I'm not saying this to entertain you, but if it helps you, good. I'm not a great singer. Never have been. But will you come to altar on this? He's calling you. Why would he call me, Brother Moore? Well, let's turn that around. Why would he call me? No personality, hardly. Couldn't hardly introduce myself to go to preach. You're a preacher? That just pretty knocked me out of the saddle right there. I know there wasn't much of a preacher. That's right. But look, he don't need talent. That ain't what he wants. Come to me, all those got these easy cases, got a little earache. Come to me, take care. That ain't what he said. Come unto me, all. Come on to it. When you strayed from the fold, and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is lost in sin, and you're at your journey's end, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you, calling you. Your soul is burdened down, and your friends cannot be found.